Hey, you're off to a good start. I see the Ogallala. I think just the one match against Ogallala, but that was a great way to kick off the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had some really good defense, I felt like, that game, and the energy of our gym was just really good, too. They did some updates to our gym, and so it really added a lot. It was a really good atmosphere, so that was good.
Nice little rivalry, not too far of distance between the two towns, and it never gets old beating the Indians, is it?
No, and it hasn't happened very often, very many times in the years that my girls have been in there. I think that maybe that was the fourth time that we've won that game against them, so that felt really good. Really good for our girls.
Coach, I think you got a lot of kids back, if I recall your roster from last year to this year. You had a lot of underclassmen, so a lot of experience back.
Yes, that's the best thing for having is having the same girls 2 years in a row, pretty much the same starting lineup. And we did graduate Tristan Nordhausen and Kylie Wiest. And at the end of the year last year, Kylie kind of suffered from some ankle injuries and stuff. So it was pretty much just Tristan that we're missing this year. But Ava McNair was the libero last week, and she did a great job. And Dylan Heerman is our defensive specialist, and she stepped right in there as well and did an awesome job for us.
Good to have a center back. It's good to have a couple of hitters. That chemistry was there from last year, hopefully to this year.
Yes, that's true. Yep. And we're still sticking with the 6-2, and the girls are getting a lot more confident on their sets and their defensive play, and then our hitters are getting more confident too and able to jump high and put the ball down, so have a lot of options there. So that's really good.
Any of the hitters really stand out against Ogallala, or was it everybody that kind of got involved?
Yeah, pretty much everybody. We can mix it up quite a bit, and our players are so versatile that they could play pretty much any position on the court. Carly Anderson and Miranda Spady were our outside hitters, but like in years past, we've had them on the right side and middle as well, and then Riley Rusher played right side, but she's a really good outside pin hitter as well, and she can play middle. She played middle in club this year and has a good block, and her sister Haley, she did a really nice job as a middle, and she's getting a lot more confident and comfortable there too. So, and then Olivia Spady, she's played outside hitter, she's played back row, she's played right side, so she's a really good blocker and hitter as well, so it's nice to have that versatility.
Well, this triangular, I think, has gone on for a couple of years, and right here at McCook Community College, we know about Minden, and a very, very good team, McCook with Coach Hoyne, so it's good to get away. You probably won't see these teams. Well, you might see McCook again, of course, in the tournament, but it's good to come here and get to play in a college court. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that is really nice. It's good to see some of that, like Minden from an eastern side of the state or middle part of the state. We don't see them other than this this triangular, other than if we would make district finals or something like that. And then McCook is always, it's always tough to come back. Like Minden is always a really hard fought game, and then to come back and play McCook and have them be a class above us, it's nice to get those wild card points out of that game as well. So yeah, it'll be fun.
SPVA, always like to ask you about that. It's a lot of good teams once again in the conference.
Yes. So I think Perkins County has some younger ones that are going to see a lot of court time, and a couple of the girls that are older there. We saw them this summer, and they're going to be pretty decent. I know Hershey always gives us a hard time there too, and I'll bet they're going to be a challenge as well. And it looked like Bridgeport had a good successful start to their season too, so yeah, it'll be good to see some of those SPVA teams.
Winning that conference tournament's always got to be a goal every year, isn't it?
Yeah, we ended up managing to do that last year, but every year it would be, it's nice to be on top of that for sure.